Yeah, as soon as no one knows his name, MKBHD, but once you see him, everyone knows, like, oh yeah, that guy, the tech guy. He's a trusted pillar in the community. MKBHD currently did a review on the Humane Pin. Yeah, the Humane Pin. This one right here, this joint. But let me give you the TLDR. So basically, Humane, this company who understands what this device is, which is basically a pin that you wear on your chest and you can then talk to it and put your hand out and things project on your hand from the pin. And it can give you, in the advertising of this was, oh, it can give you directions. It can make scheduled appointments for you. It can call people for you. It can take voice recordings. It could alert people around you. Could describe things that it sees in its purview. It was touted as this get off your phone device because it was going to be a thing. But I don't know how comfortable anybody would be having basically what is equivalent to a police body camera as a pocket square. Can we just talk about how dumb that idea is? This isn't a good idea, and we talked about it on Monday. Underbaked, bad quality ideas that need more time in the oven. When this device released, it released with a price tag of $700 and $29 a month to maintain the services on it. So it was underbaked, it was unnecessary. They sent it to MKBHD because they wanted to get his stamp of approval, because his approval will garner positive information. Well, someone came out and said basically MKBHD has probably done that, he's definitely done thousands of reviews, but he's really only given two scathing reviews, Fisker and this device. And some stakeholders, some corporate level CEOs, some C-suite mother lovers had some choice words for him. So let's see if we can get a little bit of context after that. Like, what was said, what was done, and why is this important to us? Bad at almost everything. AI wearable panned by reviewers. The AI pin is a small square broker. That's an old-timey word. Which can answer questions, take photos and videos, and send messages. Its maker, Humane, suggests it could reimagine the human-technology relationship. Reviewers disagree. This thing is bad at almost everything. God damn. what a fucking review. It does basically all the time, wrote Marquez Brownlee, which is MKBHD, one of the world's best known tech reviewers with 18.5 million followers on YouTube. Just come on. Come on, excellence. Look out. Feel free to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Please. No, seriously, I'm begging you. Just hit the button. In his 25-minute appraisal, he described it as a good idea in theory, but in practice, the worst product he has ever reviewed so far. Damn, so this is the worst of the worst. I have asked for my own hands-on with the AI pin, but have been told it's currently unavailable in the UK. Initially only launched in the US, it cost $700 plus $24.99, correction on my first assertion, a month for subscription. Humane raised nearly $250 million in funding and development. Damn. It does not have a screen. Could you imagine paying $700 for something that don't got a screen? You have to talk to it. There is no being discreet with this thing. As long as this thing is on you, motherfuckers gonna know you got device on you. That's crazy. I thought it was $729 a month. No. It's $700 to own that mother lover, right? $700 to own it. Then they gonna charge you $24.99 a month to keep that mother lover like pushing. It does have a phone number, but it cannot sync with an existing smartphone, and it has no bespoke app. So basically you get another phone number, and then if you want to connect this pin to your phone, it technically can't do that because your phone number has a phone number associated to it already. And if you're on an iOS device, that phone number must be associated with all the apps, so you can't sync them together. So this app has to work independently of your contact. So you basically got two phones. You're a drug dealer now. Congratulations. Clap it. Those who got their hands on the device have been wincing indulgence and critical of it. What is AI? How does it work? And what can it be used for? David Pierce, writing on tech sites The Verge, said, after many days of testing, the one and only thing I can truly rely on the AI pin to do is tell me the time. Damn, you bought a $700 Apple Watch. That's crazy. Several reviewers mentioned seemingly poor battery life requiring multiple charges throughout the day. Whew. Jonah Stern from the Wall Street Journal was among those who said she could feel the pin getting hot as she was wearing it. Humane has not responded to the BBC request for a comment, but Sam Sheffer, head of new media at Humane, accepted on Twitter that the software was not where it needed to be. Okay, and I want you guys to hear, the reason why I started with this article first, even though this is about MKBHD, is because I wanted you to hear the several people who reviewed this and gave it scathing reviews. I want you to hear all the people that were mentioned giving bad reviews to this product. It just wasn't one person panning this. This was a universal pan. I'm pretty sure if they sent it to me, I would have panned it. And I'm a shill. I would. He was being honest. He was doing you, me, his viewers, his audience, his 18.5 million viewers on YouTube. He was doing good by them. And I don't know what company wouldn't want that level of validation. You take the good with the bad. And if the baby's in the bathwater, when you throw it out, you ain't got a baby no more. So I say all that to say you only have integrity once. And MKBHD plans on keeping his. Don't blame MKBHD for the fate of Humane AI and Fisker. More than 230 million before it was shipped as a product, and when it finally released as an AI pin, which cost $699 with $24 monthly subscription, pretty much every tech reviewer came to the same disappointing realization. This much-hyped product, which promised to disrupt the smartphone dominance, is not very good. Yet, some onlookers are declaring that Marques Brownlee, the hugely popular YouTuber known as MKBHD, will be single-handedly responsible if the company eventually fails. Soon after Humane AI dropped its long-awaited product, the conversation evolved away from the product itself and instead towards Brownlee spoke about it on his own review. Brownlee's video, titled "Immediately a Bit Clicky, the worst product I have ever reviewed for now," but when you watch the actual video, the title delivers on its promise. Damn. So he made a clickbaity title and it actually was truth. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. But I just want to put something here. And I'm going to say this as a brother, because this is something that I just don't feel is talked enough about. This man has over 13 years of experience reviewing tech products. Just one look at his YouTube page will show you from the early on ages. I remember watching this kid as a teen. This man as a teen reviewing iPhones and video game controllers. and the level of care and detail he put into the quality product reviews. He is not a sham, he's not a shill, but there's something irritating about being a professional and having a professional opinion backed by science or backed by facts and supported by your peers and being targeted as a brother in the industry. This is something I experience a lot in the healthcare industry. I can't tell you how many times I've come into a room to treat my patient, and because they didn't pay attention during their introductions, they didn't realize that I was authorized to take some of their blood, to run tests, to help save their life, and that they wanted the attending who was at home sleeping, getting ready for their surgery at 6 a.m., they wanted that person to be present because they didn't trust me. And that's what this reeks of. And you could spin it however you want, but the way that the CFO and the CEO kind of disrespected him and said, who is this kid talking trash about our stuff, when the engineers the engineers who designed it were defending his review in that video. So you have a divided house. You have people who were clearly worried about money and the image of their product, and then you have people who care about the product and how it's built. And Marquez falls into that category. So for him not to get the valor that he has earned by putting in countless hours, you don't get 18.5 million subscribers by not being a real ass motherfucker, you feel me? Like, that's just not something, you just don't, it don't happen, you feel me? People don't line up and wait for you to speak if you're not talking that real shit. So it's kind of mind-boggling. It makes my ass itch when I see these incompetent people have the audacity to speak negatively on something they don't understand. Like, don't argue with this man. Go argue with your mammy. I find it distasteful, unethical to steal reviewers kicked off the maelstrom of social media. I find it distasteful, almost unethical to say this when you have 18 million subscribers, former AWS engineer Daniel Valazio, if someone can find his Twitter, who wrote on X on Sunday, hard to explain why, but with great reach comes great responsibilities, potentially killing someone else's NASA project reeks of carelessness. First, do no harm. Okay, first of all, did he just pull the Ben Parker? Uncle Ben? Did he pull Uncle Ben's with great power comes great responsibility? Did he use a Spider-Man? What a nerd. Did he use the Spider-Man reference? And then he ends it, first do no harm. Are you a doctor? That's the verse one of the Hippocratic Oath. People care too much. People care way too much. These people need to go touch fucking grass. I've said this so many times now, and it's because I go outside, I go to the gym, I have to experience people in the real world. There's a group of people who live collectively on the internet and don't know shit about what's going on in the real world. They just don't know. They just don't know what the real world is like. And then they have this mindset that they can go out and I bet you he thought this was a banger. He probably thought this was a banger. Now. Another tech content creator, Alex Finn, wrote on X, MKBHD bankrupted a company in 41 seconds. Referring to the opening of the video, Finn later added, if the video never came out, they would have sold so many more. Okay, so we can confirm that this AWS engineer Daniel is a comic book nerd who puts product profit and the idea of something on the same level of first do no harm, which is part of the Hippocratic Oath. And then this douchebag named Alex Finn is more concerned with people pushing products that don't work to consumers than quality products coming out. And integrity, you only have that shit once. And Marquez has spent years developing his brand. Like I said, what an accomplishment. Like, to have people talking so ill prepared to actually handle the achievements that this dude has been able to accomplish, and to throw it to the wayside because of a product. And this isn't a consequence of Marquez's speech. This is because AI has been shoved into all of our faces, and we're being forced to DP this shit, whether we like it or not, whether it fits or not. In the last week, we've talked about them putting AI in dogs, using AI to detect STDs. And now we're talking about an AI pin that promised us the ability to interact with us to the extent that it would replace our cell phones. Do you know what a devastating piece of equipment you would have to create that would disrupt someone not using their phone? I got two phones, goddammit. To make such a bold claim and being upset that no one believes you is the maddening part, is the upsetting part. You not being able to realize that your shadow doesn't match your product, your ego is hurt. So, deaf to all products like this. And I hope, if you're a technical reviewer, if you're not a technical reviewer, whatever, if you are making products for the people, or if I ever bring you something, you best believe I have vetted it and I would use it. I would buy it. I think it would be profitable to you. Even when someone offered me a lifetime access to a coding software to help people learn how to code. I'm a person who learns how to code using people on the internet. Coding with strangers. It's literally in the name. It's literally in the name. All right. So, one, stop giving this man hell for having integrity. I know it's not something a lot of CEOs and CFOs and stakeholders are really familiar with, having integrity and actually owning up to the fact that maybe something you greenlight was actually dog shit. But, you know, for us normal people who don't have millions of dollars to rely on, we rely heavily on honest people doing their work and doing their work with a sense of urgency. And because he was able to do his job effectively, he's probably killed, rightfully so, a product that was already dead on arrival. Okay, let's talk about it. Who's somebody you trust? Who's somebody you trust? Do you trust me? Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I appreciate you guys. Good stuff.